What is the correct time for counting Shpiras HaYomer? So the Mechaber points out, as we know, there's always a question, what exactly is day, what exactly is night. This is an issue when it comes to any mitzvah that can only be started at night. But here uniquely, as opposed to mitzvah deraisa, shman, and so on and so forth, are deraisa. One has to be more careful to make sure to be yaitza. It's fake, generally deraisa, once more machmer. When it comes to Shpiras HaYomer's man hazeh is generally accepted to be derabanan. And being derabanan, a lot more leniency as opposed to chiv deraisa, when one can consider it night as far as being yaitza. So first and foremost, we count at night. We try to count as early as possible. The idea is tmimos. The question: how this applies? There's a different concept of tmimos. The idea is we want to count the full day, all the time from now, from Pesach until Shavuot. Not being the case, it's preferable to count as soon as possible. Nonetheless, because of Ma'ariv and the concept of Shema and Tadiv and Tadiv, we always give preference to precedence to mitzvah which we do on a regular basis. So Shema comes first. Not being the case, even though we're not going to daven Ma'ariv right away, many people so much later, and they could count Tfira earlier. Maybe the time we're going to wait till one has already been fulfilled his mitzvah of Shema and then count Tfira. So the general minhag is to always count after Ma'ariv, even if it means that you're moving a little bit few hours into the night. That's still a team of tmimos on some level, and one can count then, right after Ma'ariv, according to each one's minig. Now, that's as far as ideal time to count. You have Shema, and you have the idea of Laila. What about going earlier, as early as possible? So first of all, as far as what the point of night is, many people are machmer because of Safek Derai. So when it comes to Shema, or Shabbos, and so on and so forth, the wait either till the Tam, be it this, whatever the shir understanding of that may be it 72, be it earlier, different shirim, a certain amount of chumr people build in generally because of the araisa. Generally, when it comes to the rabbanan, again, it's much less. So as far as mitzvah rabbanan across the board, people can make it on an earlier shir, other shittas, when it's called laila. Now, if one generally, even if mitzvah rabbanan, waits the same shir as araisa, if that's your personal minig, then who within over here once waits just as far? But other than that, unless that's your personal way that you are conducting yourself, one can count earlier. Let's say one waits the 72 for Shabbos, one can count earlier, whatever the shir may be, accepted according to one's rav, one's minig. Be it 40, 45, 50 minutes after shir, degrees, whatever it may be, one can count earlier because it's a rabbanan. That we call Tesek Echav and Vaday Laila. Now, what about before that? So, Shulchan Aruch points out that technically, the Shulchan speak out, that Shir Saimer being the rabbanan, even the time period before Vaday Laila, the aforementioned time of 40, 50 minutes, or 72 minutes, is always going to be a time when you know for certain that it's Laila according to that given opinion. Before that is going to be a suffix. Either it's a suffix in Shitas or a suffix in Vayna. There's different reasons why we're not sure if it's Laila, but the time period that we're not entirely sure, it could be the previous day, it could be it's already Laila. Because the suffix, and when it comes to the Rabbana, in the case of suffix Rabbana, one can be Yaitza. So really, if one goes out and counts at any point, once it hits that range of suffix, one has indeed fulfilled this mitzvah, and according to the Mechaber, says that Medaktikin, those who are extra scrupulous, they will go ahead and count after Vaday Laila. Clearly, the Medaik, the Chayim Medaik, and the Mechaber, that before that one could be Yaitza. Medaktikin wait till later, but one can in fact be Yaitza at any point once we already had entertained a suffix of Laila, the time Benish Marston on, which basically any time, a few minutes after Shkia and on, generally we have the suffix. One can in fact count then. It's better to wait, because while you go and put yourself into Makam and suffix, it's ideal to avoid this. But if one has to, one can go ahead and count during that time period with a bracha. A case in point would be, let's say somebody's having Ma'ariv, let's say right here, someone's having Ma'ariv early. The point where he will say over Shema later on at night because he wants to be Chayish Derai, so that's not Laila. Or maybe early enough, it's not even a real Suffolk yet. When he finishes Ma'ariv, let's say 15 minutes after Shkia, you're already hitting a point of Suffolk Laila. Now, it's ideal to go ahead and count later, but people know, look, you daven Ma'ariv early, very often you have to remember to say over Shema, hopefully, but regardless, you may forget to count over Sfira, you may forget. So if someone knows by himself he's going to forget, what should he do? La halacha, he's more than welcome to go ahead and count with a bracha right after davening. To be yaitza, at this time, Ben Ishmash, one can in fact be yaitza. There is another solution. If one does not wish to be yaitza in such a manner, he'd rather go for the ideal. What he could do is, he could go ahead and not count with the bracha, or have someone yaitza him, and he'll see how Yusupik, whether or not he'll be yaitza. But he can make a t'nai. He can say, I'm counting, I'm saying the words of counting spirits, I know without a bracha. And say like this, I'm having a mind to be yaitza al das, I forget later on. If I forget, this should be my counting. If I remember later on, I want this counting not to be a counting. I'm having a mind not to be, specifically not to be yaitza mitzvah. And that being the case, he's safe. If he remembers later on, he'll count again with the bracha as he properly should do. If he forgets to count later on, he can be samech on the tanai, and the vast majority of achronim hold, discussion by all mitzvahs, but a vast majority of achronim hold the very least by Sfiras HaYomer, one can in fact make a tanai in his mitzvah. And that way he's safe. If he forgets, he'll be yaitza with the earlier counting. At worst, he'll be yaitza with the later counting. And the later point, he can make a bracha. Again, the earlier point, he cannot make a bracha. He can't make a tanai on that because he runs the problem of same shemayim v'atolah. What about even before Shkia? Becoming from Plag HaMincha and on. Now, there are opinions out there that once you hit Plag HaMincha, it's already at the point well before Shkia. From Plag and on, it's already the final point of the day. You're already headed towards the night. There are sheets, one can be yaitza at that point as well. What happens then? So there, since the mainstream halacha accepted halacha that one cannot be yaitza then, one should not be yaitza then, that being the case, if one's davening Ma'ariv and some tehillahs still today still have a minig that they daven, their custom is to go ahead and daven prior to Shkia. They've been doing those forever, for many years they've been doing this. And they go ahead and daven before Shkia. So that being the case, if one is in such a shul, ideally one should not count at all. One should count later, at the very least, again, after Benish Mashish, but really much later. But again, if one's in a scenario where he's afraid he will forget, so there he cannot go ahead and count the bracha under any circumstances, because the Safek Brachas, one cannot go ahead and do that. One can go ahead and make the same Tanai. I will count now, even though it's daylight outside, before Shkia, I can make the Tanai, I can count with the Tanai. And further, the Paiskim say that even though you can't be Samech on the Sechatchilo, if one were to count during this period, the Tanai, and later on he goes and forgets, and he forgets the entire next day, and he only realizes the next night, and all he has going for him is this counting, but the evidence enough of a suffix that's going on to the next night, he can continue counting with the bracha, he'll be yoseh according to those opinions.